The stars, they really suck tonight. The stars in the sky are very bright. And I don't care if the world explodes. I don't care if the world explodes. You can save the whales, you can save the toads.
Thank you.
in my mind, the cunning of my waterfalls in. But I'm always losing time, cause it's heavy on my rhythm, man. Stealing all my lines. Stealing all my lines. I dream for the time when I can finally say, this is all I'm wanting for, without a mind of it. When I think it's time to leave it all behind, try to find a way to change something I can say. Thank you.
Thank you. float upon the waves. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you. faithful friend, the mockingbird. Flying seas to help and book and bring it to your shack. You see the knowledge in your soul will grow. And the helping friend and book and plant the seed. I want to know I'm not a citizen. If you want to use it, do it. But they get hands of avarice. He was doing this, as most of you know, because for those of you who don't, the place where he came from, Gamehenge, as you all know, that was in mass disrepair. Evil spirits had taken over Gamehenge, and here he was, climbing up this mountain. And as he climbed up the mountain, some strange things began to happen. He's climbing up, and he's like putting one hand up, up above the next and grabbing onto these kind of craggy rock outcrop, and he's coming up. And as he climbs up, the whole mountain starts to begin to shake underneath him and crumbling. So rocks are coming down all over his head. Tumbling down. Tumbling down rocks. And then, you know, the rocks come like big, huge boulders coming. So it's leaving like holes in the mountain until the mountain actually starts to take the shape of the face of the great knowledge of Olympus. But what's really weird about this particular night is that he's climbing up and he sees the mountain starting to crumble beneath him, becoming the face of the great knowledge of Olympus. He looks up into the face and he realizes that he's looking up into the giant face of David Byrne himself. And he starts getting scared. He looks up and sees that David Byrne is wearing a big suit. Shoulders, rocks coming off. And David Byrne looks down at him in front of him and he starts to do that weird dance that he used to do. And as he's doing it, with one flip of the hand, he accidentally hits Carl Frohman and sends him flying up into the air. And David Byrne finds himself Colonel Forman finds himself floating up in space, in the blackness, flung by David Byrne's hand, floating around in space in the stars. And as he flies up there, he figures, what am I going to do to get out of this? And so he suddenly remembers the famous mockingbird who's going to come flying up. And he thinks, I'll just grab onto the back of the famous mockingbird when he goes by. And then off in the distance, he sees the famous mockingbird coming towards him. And he thinks, I'm safe. I'm going to get on the back of the famous mockingbird and fly down to safety. The famous mockingbird comes toward him to save him. And as it gets closer and closer, what he doesn't realize is that this famous mockingbird is a different famous mockingbird. And as he comes closer, he sees that he's the evil Halloween spirit famous mockingbird. The killing is a famous mockingbird. A horrible famous mockingbird. And the mockingbird comes by and starts to bend out his eyes, pulling the eyeballs out of his body. Towards the image with the eyeballs of Colonel Forman, and he flies off into the distance and he needs to help me find the book right where it is, because this is Halloween. But then I knew just yesterday to rush and never waste a day. Now I'm convinced the whole day long that all I learned is always wrong. If things are true, then I forget. Well, I'm a tumbler. Born in the clutches. I'm so thin.
Yeah. Thank you. Can't afford to stop. That is ready for me. for my dinner for 1,000 years.
Turn it around!
with two faces, movies, on TV, and magazines, and his books. He thought that some of these faces might be right for him. And through the years, by keeping an ideal facial structure fixed in his mind, or somewhere in the back of his mind, that he might, by force of will, cause his face to approach those of his ideal. The change would be very subtle. It might take 10 years or so. Gradually, his face would change its shape. A more hooked nose, wider, thinner lips, beady eyes, a larger forehead. He imagined this was an ability he shared with most other people. They had also molded their faces according to some deal. Maybe they imagined their new face would better suit their personality. Or maybe they imagined their personality would be forced to change to fit the new appearance. This is why first impressions are often correct. Although some people might have made mistakes, they may have arrived at an appearance that bears no relationship to them. They may have picked an ideal appearance based on some momentary impulse or childish whim. Some may have gotten halfway there and then changed their mind. I wonder if he too might have made a similar mistake.
Still in my brain.
Oh shit.
Drive them away. Thank you.
But I take a wrong turn, I'm on the wrong path. And the people are watching, enjoying the night. Engulfing my dream, invading the white was in my body's sleep. A torn up helplessness swept me away. The gallows chain and the hall of dismay.
Thank you.